It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Recently, I've been speaking of two brides, the Jewish bride and the bride of Christ. The ceremony for the Jewish bride, the ceremony for the bride of Christ. We've been looking at some of the comparisons here, how that they relate to each other and how they resemble each other. We've gone through several things, and let me continue on and say that Jesus Christ is coming back, and this is going to take place. It's going to happen, and I pray that it happens soon. And we look around us today, and the world is really getting worse and worse. Well, no wonder the Bible says that things are going to wax worse and worse. And you and I, we're not going to be here, of course, when the tribulation period starts. We're going to be with our Lord, and we're going to go up with the bridegroom. Well, we, as the bride of Christ, wait patiently for our bridegroom. Well, notice a comparison here now. And let me say this, if you'd like to listen to all of this once again and see it all at once and hear it all at once, go to one of our websites and you'll find this broadcast and others about the bride of Christ and the Jewish bride. And you will find that on there. And the websites will be given to you at the end of the program. Well, notice that the groom's arrival, the Jewish groom, his arrival would be preceded by a shout. Well, notice also that the Lord's coming for his bride will also be a shout. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 8, 16 through 18, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." And I've said this before, we are to comfort one another with those words of Jesus coming back for us, the bride of Christ. And this shout would, once again, if we look at the Jewish tradition here, the shout would forewarn the bride to be prepared for the coming of the groom. Well, after the groom received his bride together with her female attendants, the enlarged wedding party would return from the bride's home to the groom's father's house. Note this. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10 says, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." Notice, we are kept from the tribulation. It's talking about that, keeping us from the hour of temptation, the hour of the tribulation. We're going to go up before the tribulation starts. I can't remind you of that enough. We need to understand that, because that also comforts our hearts. It comforts us to know that we're not going to be in the most terrible time that this world has ever known, that mankind has ever known, and that is the tribulation. We'll be rejoicing with the Lord Jesus Christ while that's going on. Well, the Jewish bride was veiled when entering the bridal chamber, so that no one could see her face. And upon arrival of at the groom's father's house, there, the wedding party would find that the wedding guests had assembled already. Well, shortly after arrival, the bride and groom would be escorted by the other members of the wedding party to the bridal chamber. And as the bride of Christ, we too will be veiled, hidden from view of the inhabitants of the earth. And just as the Jewish bride is veiled, we too, as the bride of Christ, right now, are veiled. We're hidden with Christ. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 3, it says, "For ye are dead, and your life is," what? "Hid with Christ in God." We are hidden. We're protected. We're hidden. We're hidden from the dangers that could possibly come upon other people of this world now that we still have problems. But this means we are hid with Christ in God. The devil can't touch us because we are in Christ Jesus. The devil wants to kill us, but we are hidden with Christ in God. Jesus Christ has saved our soul, and we are hidden with Him in Christ Jesus in God. Notice this. No one sees us right now as the bride of Christ. We're hidden. After going to be with our bridegroom, Jesus Christ, we will be veiled in heaven, unseen by those on earth, until the time when we will be revealed to the inhabitants of the earth. And that's coming. After we're up there, we're coming back. And you say, well, who wants to come back to this earth? Well, we're going to come back because we're coming back with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that is Jesus Christ. Well, the marriage of the bride and groom of the Jewish couple would be consummated in the bridal chamber. And the bride and groom would enter the bridal chamber alone, while the groomsmen and bridesmaids would wait outside. Well, there in the privacy of that place, they would enter into physical union for the first time, thereby consummating the marriage that had been covenanted earlier. Well, parallel to the custom of the Jewish groom and bride entering into physical union after their arrival at the groom's father's house, thereby consummating the marriage that had been covenanted earlier, Christ and the church will experience spiritual union after their arrival at His Father's house in heaven, thereby consummating their relationship that had been covenanted earlier. Well, I believe this is the time when we will, for the first time in our relationship with Christ, see Him as He really is. And I also believe that this time, since we are alone with Christ, this could possibly be when the judgment seat of Christ takes place. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 8, "Now, he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor." 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." I believe we're going to be privately with, and we're going to be in private with the Lord Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ to receive those things done in our bodies that we've done to receive reward or suffer loss. And suffer loss means it possibly would be a reward or a crown that we could have received that we didn't receive because of disobedience, because of sin while we were on this earth. It could be a number of reasons that we do not receive the crowns that is available to us as the children of God. But I believe when we're there, the judgment seat of Christ will take place. Well, I also see comfort and a beautiful likeness of reward for the bride of Christ found in the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 2 and verse 12. "The Lord recompense thy work," the Bible says there, "and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." We trust in the Lord, and God has given us the peace that passes all understanding. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, it says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." We're going to be like Him because we're going to have a new body, never to be destroyed, never to be like this old human body that we have now, but it's a body that will live forever, 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 no end. We're going to be like Him. We have eternal life. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Matthew chapter 19 and verse 6, "Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Man cannot separate us from the love of God. Man cannot separate us from the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil cannot separate us. We are with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we may not be physically with him right now, but as I've been studying and sharing this with you, we will be with him personally one day when he comes back for us and we go to be with him at the Father's house. Remember, Jesus told the apostles, the disciples, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I don't know about you, but that gives me something that I really look forward to, and I'm really happy about, that Jesus is coming back for me personally. Well, something else here. Now, there's a consummation that takes place for the Jewish couple, the bride and the groom. A perfect ending, the bringing of something to a satisfying conclusion, or in other words, the final satisfying, the completion or achievement of something. The completion of a deal. Let's call it that. The completion of a deal. Well, once again, after our consummation with Christ, we will know exactly what 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16 really means. It says this, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." We have the mind of Christ according to that scripture right now, but it's not fully developed, I do not believe, for us yet. But we will be with him one day, and we'll see him as he is, because we're going to be like him. We'll see things more clearly then than we've ever seen anything before. Things that have been hidden, things that we didn't know about, we're going to see. Can you imagine so many things that we do not know here that Christ is going to reveal to us? The greatest thing is we're going to see him personally, and we'll be with him forever. Well, the Jewish groom tells the wedding party of the consummation, and they in turn tell the wedding guests. Now, after the marriage is consummated, the groom announces this, the consummation, to the other members of the wedding party. And they have been waiting outside. And these people would pass on the news of the marital union to the wedding guests. In other words, it becomes official. But notice Revelation 21, chapter 21, and verse 9. "And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife." In John chapter 3 and verse 29, "He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled." Well, the friend in this verse, I believe, is John the Baptist. He's going to rejoice because he sees what is going on here. Now, I could be wrong there, I don't know, but we'll find out when we get to heaven, when we're with our Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you today for this privilege. Thank you for the comfort that we have as safe people, knowing that Jesus is coming back for us. You sent him for us, and one time he came and he died for us, and he's alive now, and he's coming for us again in the clouds. Thank you, Father.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.